From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. They asked for 10,000 and got a few hundred. 6 months ago, city leaders in Philadelphia put out the call for volunteers to help keep the peace on the city's turbulent streets. The effort began with fanfare and optimism, but 6 months later, the movement has yet to live up to expectations. From Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
Thousands of men answered the call to action last October. The crowd nearly filled the 10,000 seats at the Leah Chorus Center in North Philadelphia as a parade of community leaders stepped up to the microphone, including the event's co-organizer, musician and businessman Kenny Gamble.
You can do it! I'm depending on you! Tell the children when you leave here that the black man is coming.
I was like, yes, finally we here. Let's do this. Let's get it on. It's enough talk. We need action.
Mark Ensley remembers a feeling of satisfaction from that day, a sense that he was about to get a lot of help in his work as a community organizer and activist. But Ensley never got a follow-up call from the 10,000 men. He tried calling the main number on the movement's website, but he always got the answering machine.
There wasn't much follow-up for what I could tell. It was a little bit frustrating to be all dressed up with nowhere to go.
Even the men behind the movement admit it took them longer than expected to build an organization that could train and deploy volunteers. Anthony Murphy is director of Philadelphia Town Watch and one of the organizers of the 10,000 men.
To build that organization is what took the time. It's like a baby. Baby born, not a man. Baby born a baby. You got to realize you're born a baby, you got to grow. And I think what folks didn't realize is that it would take some growth and some time for that.
But thousands of men may have gotten tired of waiting. Frederick Whiten runs a business devoted to mentoring young people in Philadelphia. He was at the Leah Chorus Center and says he never got a follow-up call either.
It's almost like the people were set up, you see, and that was somewhat disillusioning to me.
The organizers of the 10,000 Men movement initially talked about squads of volunteer peacekeepers patrolling three nights a week in high-crime neighborhoods all over Philadelphia. The reality is much more modest.
Need any help?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out if it's the start or the battle.
10 men wearing black baseball hats and armbands walk the streets of Northwest Philadelphia, handing out flyers and introducing themselves to the neighbors. This patrol goes out just one day a week, on Saturday mornings, because that's the only time the volunteers can spare from their other obligations. They're led by Shakur Abdul Ali, a recently retired Army vet who's also working full-time and going to school at night.
I think we all are a little surprised, but reality has to set in, and then you have to say, you know what, it is what it is, and it still doesn't change our mission. I love this community, and I love Philadelphia, and I think that's one of the things that we have to love this.
I'm happy to see them, and I just wish that they would come out more, because we have a lot of killing that's going on.
Janet Zuber is gardening in her small, tidy front yard. The number of murders in Philadelphia is down this year, although nobody really knows why. And Zuber says there's still a lot of crime in her neighborhood.
People are scared to come outside. I'm scared to come outside.
These volunteers are among just a few hundred who are still active in the 10,000 men movement. But Anthony Murphy says even if his organization isn't using them, hundreds more are getting involved in other ways.
The number wasn't the motivation, at least not for me. It was getting more men involved. So we had men who wanted to do patrols. You had men who wanted to do mentoring. You had men that wanted to become block captains. So what you really will begin to see is that there are more men involved in working with young people throughout the city of Philadelphia.
Volunteer organizations say they have been seeing more volunteer activity in Philadelphia this year, but they can't say for sure that the 10,000 men movement has anything to do with it. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.